Some of the Sadducees came to him, those who deny that there is a resurrection. They ask him, Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife, and he is childless, his brother should take the wife and raise up children for his brother. There were therefore seven brothers. The first took a wife and died childless. The second took her as wife and he died childless. The third took her, and likewise the seven all left no children and died. Afterward the woman also died. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife of them will she be? For the seven had her as a wife. Jesus said to them, The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they can't die any more, for they are like the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all are alive to him. Some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you speak well. They didn't dare to ask him any more questions. He said to them, Why do they say that the Christ is David's son? David himself says in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. David therefore calls him Lord. So how is he his son? In the hearing of all the people he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes, who like to walk in long robes and love greetings in the marketplace, the best seats in the synagogues and the best places at feast, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation.